Welcome. I'm Tom Henschel, sitting in for Joe Spano. Theater Payne Foundation's Wildflower Hotline is made possible by donations and memberships. Please support the hotline today. All locations are on easily accessible public lands and range from urban to wild, distant to right here in L.A. As spring wildflowers fade at low elevations, flower peepers need to travel up in elevation in local mountains, where in some places the bloom is just beginning. One such locality is Old Control Road near Idlewild. Exit State Route 243 at the road sign indicating Idlewild Arts Academy. Continue along the road past the academy. Old Control Road is in terrible shape due to the past winter weather, but visitors tell me they've pulled off the road and just walked, botanizing along the road at a leisurely pace for as long as they wanted before returning to their car. It's a delightful little excursion. There's still flowering whitethorn ceanothus in all its glorious hues of blue, handsome bush poppy, tiny but charming cryptantha, schoolbells, forget-me-nots, and owl's clover. Baby blue eyes, wild Canterbury bells, Indian pinks, and clarkias are just beginning their bloom. One highlight is seeing two species of woodland star in flower. But the best treasure of your hunt will be the rare, but plentiful at this location, small-flowered fairy poppy. Above the Mojave Desert, along the north slopes of the San Gabriel Mountains, road trips lead in every direction to picturesque desert vistas and wildflowers. Driving from Wrightwood west to Devil's Punch Bowl, roads like Big Pines Highway, Villermo, Pallet Creek, Fort Tejon, and Mount Emma's Road near Little Rock Recreation Area deliver special treats for day trippers. There are also areas to pull off and search more closely for those treasures here and there above gullies and along off-road carved trails. The luminous, pinkish lavender flowers of Mojave Aster are outstanding on road cuts and along gullies off-road. Stands of vivid purple-blue chia sage, yellow Bigelow's coreopsis, mixed with white tidy tips and brilliant red desert paintbrush are also visible from the road. Lush bushes of deep blue-purple Dor sage are occupying space there as well and filling the warm air with a distinct scent of sage. Pink desert calico, growing low in sandy and loose granite as a belly flower, may take some bending of knees to get a careful look. It's well worth the effort. Please be cautious when pulling off roads and walking near roadsides. There's a nice bloom in Landers, Yucca Valley, along Lynn Road between Belfield Boulevard and Landers Lane, and on Resch Road. Wildflowers include creosote bush, desert calico, basket evening primrose, desert sand verbena, Mojave Desert woolly aster, desert senna, prickly poppy, desert dandelion, white daisy tidy tips, woolly daisy, and desert marigold. Hidden Valley Nature Trail and Ryan Mountain Trail have cacti in bloom in this northern part of Joshua Tree National Park, including Mojave Mound cactus, hedgehog cactus, and beaver tail cactus. The showstopper, though, is Perry's Beargrass along the Hidden Valley Trail. Other wildflowers are sprinkled around, including Mojave Wood Aster, Panamint Live Forever, Narrowleaf Golden Bush, Wild Canterbury Bells, Chaparral Beard Tongue, and more. It's past peak. However, there are still lots of pretty wildflowers to find. That's it for this week. Visit the Wildflower Hotline website to see photos of and links to these and more wildflower sites. The next report will be available Friday, May 24th.